Today's scripture reading comes from Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, church. Well, happy to see so many of you here this morning. So I encourage the ones in Zoom, if you have no reason to stay home, stay away, come back and join us. It's not the same being here, right? Maybe, yes. Kelina? Yeah. Today I'm going to continue to actually to do the conclusion of my sharing on submission. If you remember what I've been preaching for the last few sermons, I have been preaching on submission. And I started off by sharing the fruits, signs of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the first sign that we are being filled with the Spirit, that we enjoy corporate praising, corporate worship. So when someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, that the person would enjoy praising God, not just by oneself, but in the corporate. And that is a different dimension, singing together, praising together, worshiping God together. And if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, I probably shared this 2 months ago as part of the Ephesians series, then you look forward to, I look for every week, I look forward to this morning coming here, enjoying, participating in the worship, praising, meeting people. I met the group at Eagle Call this morning. They were really happy that they could be back here. It's not that the YouTube cannot fulfill the same purpose. No, it's the same sermon on the YouTube. We don't play a short version of the sermon, but you do miss the worship team in the YouTube. So that is a big loss for you. But we look forward to this experience of being together, praising God together. And the second sign that you are being filled with the Holy Spirit is that you want to thank the Lord every moment of the day. And the third sign that you are being filled with the Holy Spirit is that you will submit to one another in the fear or reverence of Christ. Be subject, submit to one another in the fear of Christ. Ephesians 5:21. I shared this about two or three sermons ago. And it probably take us a while to sink in, know how could submission be part of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It seems to be, it's just the opposite, right? And last, and then Paul went on to give us three very important area of our relationships that we need to submit to the God-ordained authority. And these three relationships are very important, and it affects our life, not just our spiritual life. It affects our whole person. And the first one I shared last time, wife, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord. And when I first shared this, I noticed that I lost the interest of all the sisters, or the wife sitting there, you know, staring at me, and then, oh, not that again. But at the end of the sermon, and they're all smiling, they're laughing, because the husband have to, in return, sacrifice and love the wives. So it is a circle of blessing. And today I'm going to move on to the other two relationships, which is very important for us to be able to live a harmonious, a balanced, and abundant life. The two relationships, one that Pastor Bill have preached on last month. The next relationship is between the children and the parents. And it's all in all these three relationships. And Paul stressed on the importance, and his teaching is on submission to the God-ordained authority. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's not an option, a possibility, perhaps a maybe, or something for you to discuss, explore. For this is right. It's the right thing. This is the thing to do, to obey, to submit, to respect. Respect. We seem to be more receptive to the term respect, as I explained in my last sermon. Submit, meaning respect, to respect your parents. And I have two kids, two now adult children. So I'm grateful that process of being parents. And I can agree with Paul here that when kids are small, they are self-centered. And they are not born to be disciplined, obedient, submissive. They're just the opposite. And when they're small, when they're really small, when they're really small, during the Halloween, you know, we collect candies from everywhere. You know, and if you try to ask them for candies, you will know. If you ask them for candy, then they will stare at you. And then they think for 20 minutes, and then they will pick out all the ones they don't want, they don't like, and then they, here, you are one. Then they'll hide under the bed or in the pillows at night. Children are born to be selfish, self-centered. They are born to be look after only themselves. So I read this, the Minnesota Crime Commission published a report describing babies. Every baby starts life as a little savage. He's completely selfish and self-centered. He wants what he wants to get. He has no morals, no knowledge, no skills, rebellious. So children are born that way. So that's why they need to be disciplined, to grow, to learn. But by nature, we don't want to be submissive. The Bible says, everyone, and this one here. So everyone belongs to me, the parents as well as the child. Both alike belong to me. Ezekiel 18:4. Parents, children, they all belong to the Lord. So the authority of the parents comes from the Lord. Listen to your father. When Jesus was on earth, He showed submission to his parents. When he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient, submissive to them. So Jesus himself, he is the Lord of all. He's above all of us. But yet, when he was on earth, he is a submissive child, son, to his parents. Why should children submit to the parents? Well, I can think of many reasons. First, listen to your father, or parents, who gave you life. The first reason is that we have to be submissive to our parents, because they brought us to this world. That's already good enough a reason. They gave us life. We can have teachers, friends, wife, husband, masters, but only parents can give us life. They are the one who brought us into existence. So the relationship between parents and children, there's no other relationship in this world. You may have later on professors, instructors can teach you skills, knowledge, but only parents can give you life. So, well, no, I don't like these parents, no. What if I have another parent? Right? You cannot choose another parent, right? No, at least I'm born under the different parents. Right? Then you're not yourself. You'll be a different person. So the parents gave you life. So that's why one good reason we have to learn from them, be submissive to them. Parents' authority came from God. God gave us our parents so that we can learn from them. And parents, their love is unconditional. No other people in the world will love unconditionally. You may think that your husband loves you unconditionally. You may think that your wife's love is greater than your parents. But their love is conditioned. They only love you when you love them. So don't believe all those romantic movies you see that, you know, I love you forever. The husband and wife's love is only as a condition. You love him or her in return. But not with the love from the parents. Parents never expect anything in return. So when they send you to school, to university, they did not keep an account how much money they have invested in you. And then later on ask you to pay back with interest. Never. But that's not most of the parents. They just give. So parents, their love is unconditional. That's another reason why we have to submit and follow and respect our parents. And children need not nurture. When they came to this world, they're all small. So who's next to you? Not your teachers, not your professors. Right? Only your parents. They accompany you when you first enter into this world. It's no one else. So we have to respect our parents. So one time, Queen Victoria attended a banquet with many billions scholars, scientists, political leaders. So the queen was amazed. So he looked at all these famous people in the society. And then she talked to the organizer of this banquet. His name is John Bright. And then she asked John Bright, so where did all these great people come from? All these scholars, scientists, politicians, and I'm not sure about politicians, maybe scientists, not scholars. And then John Bright replied, Your Majesty, they all came from babies. They were all babies. When they first born, they were just babies. And it's through the nurture of their parents that they became great people today. So we need to submit to our parents. It is a blessing to us. Our parents has more experience, maybe from experience from failure, from mistakes, but they have more experience because they're older. Your parents are always older than you, right? So they have more experience, maybe even experience in failure and success. It's a blessed submission. Your parents will never try to hurt you. Your parents will never be jealous of your success. If you do well in school, even your best friend may be jealous of you. Your colleague may be jealous of you. But I've never seen a parent that's really mad at the children because they are better than themselves. I've never seen a parent. They can only be proud of the success of the children, right? It is a blessed submission. The Bible scripture says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So it is a blessed submission. It's not one way. I only follow my parents, I listen to them, you know. It's not fair. I have my own view, I mean, my own ideas. But there's blessing in this submission. We are not submitting, well, partly because they're your parents, but we are submitting because this is God's ordained authority. Parents are ordained by God to be our caretakers, at least when we were young. So we have to respect them also, not only when they were healthy, when they were in their strong strength, younger years, but also when they are old. Despise not thy mother when she is old. So we have to respect our parents, even when they are old. But there's still wisdom in them. It is God's desire for us to submit to our parents. Everyone here, we may not be parents ourselves, but we have parents, every one of us. And we have to respect them, not for the sake of respecting them, but this is God's ordained authority. Just like between the wife and husband, which I spoke on last time, there is blessing in this relationship. Wife, respect the husband. The husband will love you to a point that he will give his life for the wife. And that's what the wife wants, isn't it? Complete, perfect love from the husband. So this is a circle of blessing. Same between parents and children. You may think that you're being shortchanged. You always listen to my parents. You know, sometimes they don't make sense, you know, Pastor Norman. they are so old-fashioned, their ideas, you know. But it is God's ordained, they are God's ordained teacher for you, masters. It may not sound reasonable to you, but a few years later, a lot of things that my parents taught me when I was young, it doesn't seem to make sense. Like when I was young, I was in the Boy Scout. And my mother was really mad because I did not do well in school. So she stopped me, which is something I really enjoyed when I was young. She said that you cannot go to join the Boy Scout anymore. So I was really mad for a long time. But when I look back, I know why. Sometimes it's only when you look back, you know why. Then my school marks went up again after I stopped joining the Boy Scout. So there's a reason for it. In submission, there's blessing. And as parents, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So it is a balance, a use of authority here. This authority is you use it to discipline in the discipline and instruction of the Lord in Christ. So we have to be careful not to provoke. Provoke them. What do you mean by provoke? Overprotection. What protection is to provoke? Overindulgence is the same. Overindulgence, will actually, studies prove that children given too much freedom, they actually feel insecure. You may find this strange. Children are given too much freedom. No, they actually feel insecure and unloved because they think that the parents don't care to let them go out at night and never care, never ask. Favoritism. This is the older one is more intelligent, does better in school, but the younger one do not do that well, so you tend to put more love, give more love to one over the other. Favoritism, that's provoking the children. Unrealistic goals. I want you to go into this study. I want you to be this. No, I don't know how many of the parents want. I insist that you become a pastor. I don't think there are too many of those. my mother never want me to be a pastor. So. Do not discourage them, neglect them, or excessive disciplines. So instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. We spend a lot time and money send their kids to learn many things. Now kids today they're very multi-talented. They can play piano, violin, guitar, maybe not drums, singing, and learning many things. But spend time, take them to Awana. I think that has a big impact in their life. Bring them up in the instruction of the Lord. And be an example yourself. You know? Don't just do what I say, but do what I do as an example. And then Paul moved on to a next relationship, which is also very important, because most of us who work, we spend most of our time at work. I worked as an engineer for over 30 years, a long time. And a lot of those years I spent with one company. So actually, if you go to my office at church, you see a certificate there honoring me for working there for 35 years as a good employee. Most of us will spend a lot of our time not at church, except unless you're a pastor. But most of us will have to work in a secular job for most of our days, hours. And Paul moved on to this is a very important relationship. He also has to be submissive, unless you are if you are the master, the employer, you still have to follow the instruction here. But most of us are employees. And in the Roman Empire's day, more than half of the working people are slaves. So Paul is talking to the slave. So today we may feel that we are slaves, some sort, but today we can put ourselves into this teaching here as an employee, or employee, and be obedient to those, your boss, supervisors, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. Pastor Bill spoke on this topic very thoroughly on the meaning of Christian vocation. But this morning, I only want to focus on one thing here, the submission. Because my sermon's focus this morning is on submission. Submission as an employee to your boss, us to Christ. Now, Paul is getting more ridiculous here. I can see that we submit to our parents, but not to my boss. No, Pastor Norman, you don't know about my boss. He's evil. He's really greedy. He's corrupt. He's really greedy. He even cheats the tax, right? I mean, I have to submit to my boss. No, this is getting out of hand, the teaching here. Husband and wife, okay, I can see the benefit. Children, submit to parents, yes. But submit to my evil boss? Doesn't seem to make sense. But yes, Paul said, you want to make sure that you understand. Submit to your boss, not half-hearted, but with sincerity. Genuinely submit. This doesn't make sense. It makes sense because this authority is not from your boss. When you submit to the authority of your boss, this authority is God's ordained authority. But unless your boss telling you to do something is illegal or dangerous. I think I shared that before at work. We are very disciplined profession. But that's one thing we are all taught and told that we can override our supervisor's order, instruction is when that action is dangerous. Safety is paramount in our profession. Everything's about safety. Every morning we go to work, we talk about safety, safety signs everywhere. There's safety in pouring coffee. We talk about safety day and night. It's in our DNA. Unless your boss telling you to do something that's dangerous, illegal, not biblical, but respect, submit to your master, because this authority is God's ordained authority. God created this earth. He wants us to manage, to work. God's intention is for everyone, for us to work. Genesis 1:28. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky, and subdue." So we have dominion over God's creation on earth. So it is our responsibility to work, to keep this earth in order. If no one works, no, this earth won't be in order. Someone has to clean the garbage, someone has to plant the trees, someone has to be in the medical service. So all our professions are God's ordained profession. Pastor Bill shared on that. So when we submit to our boss, our employer, we're actually submitting not to that person, but we are, we say in English, respect the uniform. When you listen to a police officer, it's not because that guy is bigger than you, right? It's because his uniform, his authority that we actually gave to them. This authority at work is from God. God gave the authority. You may wonder why. Because our work is a ministry. I serve at church as a volunteer pastor and later on as a full-time pastor for over 20 years. So you say that, oh, that definitely is ministry. But I also work in the secular world as an engineer for over 30 years. But I always see that as God's ordained vocation. Every morning I went to work, I did not see it as work. First, I enjoy engineering. So I keep telling people, you know, find something you enjoy to do, then you never have to work a day in your life. I still work. Sometimes I work quite hard in engineering. But I always see this as God's ordained vocation, that I am helping to manage this earth, to manage God's resources. It is God's ordained work. All of us, be it if you are a nurse, a postman, a worker in a grocery store, all your job, not unless it's illegal and wrong, it's all ordained by God. So when we work, we are actually submitting to God's authority. We listen to our boss because it is God's intention for us to listen. When we learn submission at work, then we can serve with submission at church in God's ministry. They are related. I learned all my discipline, organization skill, management skill, all from work. Church is not a good place to learn discipline. I hate to say that. Church, we use love to explain away submission. Sometimes we forgive. Sometimes we don't listen to authorities. All in the order of love one another. So that's why church sometimes is not the best place to get things organized. Sometimes people do what they want. Everybody is an employee, quote unquote, a worker, volunteer, but also it's a boss. Anybody can say that I fire you, I leave, I go to another church. But God use our work, because you can do that at work. So I fire your boss. Well, you do, some people do, but you cannot fire your boss every month. Right? Eventually, you run out of bosses to fire. Right? So you have to stay there and be submissive. So God trained us so that in our ministry, in church, at church, we can also be submissive to each other. And we all go back to the early first scripture, the first slide that I shared this morning. Submit to each other in the fear of Christ. And God trained us, discipline us at work. So we learn that obedience, submissiveness from work, so that when we serve a church, we also bring that with us. last Saturday, I went to Awana because I just want to see all the kids, you know, for the kids at Awana. So I came to Awana. So I walked inside. I was really excited, you know, running around. And then one commander came, one leader came to me, Pastor Norman, you're not supposed to be here without a name tag. I said, what do you mean? I'm a senior pastor. Everyone knows me. Well, you know. But I said, you're right. You're absolutely right. No, because I did receive an email saying that, no, you have to wear a name tag and you're inside the Awana because the kids cannot tell who are the good people and bad people except unless they have a name tag. So I, right, I'll go and get my name tag. Respect the authority. When you are in that area, the Awana commanders, the leaders, they have the authority given by the church. So you listen to them. Whether you are a pastor or an elder, the elders over here, leaders, it doesn't matter. So when we serve in the fellowship, we submit to the leadership of the fellowship leaders. When you're in a department, you submit to the authority of the department head. And when you're in a church, you submit to the authority of the elder board, the decisions. Only then the church can function properly. Only that God's kingdom can be expanded. So there's a reason in submission to God's authority. Each one has their authority, God ordained authority over them. But it is God's people's nature. It is people's nature to be rebellious. It's people's nature to go their own way. It's people's nature to be against authority. Jesus Christ, our Lord, He showed us perfect submission. The night before His crucifixion, He knew that this would be great suffering to go to the cross. But He fully submitted Himself to the cross, even though He is the Lord of all, so that He can complete God's plan of salvation for all of us. Christ's submission should be a lesson, should be always be reminding us how we submit to God's authority. The authority is from God. And unless it's unbiblical, we have to submit to the authority. Unless the church tells you to do something that's illegal or wrong, we submit to the church authority, submit to the Awana commander's authority. When you are inside the Awana circle during the Awana time, submission is not a sign of weakness. Especially in the West, we always think that we stress on individualism. But submission is not a sign of weakness. Submission only comes from the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We're going back to the sermon I preached 2 months ago. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be empowered by the Spirit. Only then that you can be submissive to God's ordained authorities. If today you're not willing to submit to God's ordained authority in whatever areas, it is a sign that you are not being fully controlled by the Holy Spirit. You may think that this you are being strong, but it's just the opposite. You are weak because you are relying on yourself, on your flesh. Only when you are under the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, only when you are under the full control of the Holy Spirit, only then that you have the strength to be submissive. So may the Holy Spirit empower us to the submission under God's ordained authority for our own maturity. A mature Christian is a submissive Christian. A submissive Christian is a Christian with strength. Babies, immature babies, do not know how to submit to their parents. Let's pray. Father, may we all learn this morning to bow before you. May the power of the Holy Spirit take over us so that we can sow the fruit of the Holy Spirit instead of self-indulgence. May wife respect husband. Children respect, honor parents. Employees submit to the authority of the employer. In church, we submit to each other's God-given authority so that our ministry will be blessed, so that our church would be strong only in Christ, in the Spirit. We find strength in submission. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.